This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode, where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the MFCEO Projects podcast's interview with Tim Grover on insanity, intensity, and becoming a peak performer. This will be a little introduction to one of the future podcast episodes where I review Relentless by Tim Grover, a really amazing book to read at the start of a new year, or really at any time. So, when you're trying to achieve something out of the ordinary, your circle of relationships will change, as they try and change you because the gap between your levels of life will increase, and sadly, instead of changing themselves, they'll want to change you. It says more about them than it does about you and your goals. So kind of that you're the average of the five people you hang around, not because you can't change everyone else, but the fact that you're hanging around five other people that aren't like you is going to drag you down. It's a lot harder to drag people up to your level, and you'll need to eventually find a new group of people. Now, this won't be a conscious decision, but the decisions you make in your life are slowly going to remove people from your life. And you can always determine how successful somebody is by their work ethic. Everything is always your responsibility, no matter how high up you get. You're never too good for any tasks, such as taking out the trash, mopping the floors. As long as it needs to be done, you get it done. And this harkens over to Jocko Willink's extreme ownership and discipline equals freedom ethos, where you need to take responsibility for everything, no matter what level of the organization you're in. Because ultimately, if everybody takes responsibility for their actions, then the company and the team is better as a whole. And in business, you're always looking for allies, not friends. It's business, and friendships are different. And when things aren't going well, you have to set a high standard, and this high standard should carry over to good times too. You need consistency. What happens is when people get success and become into a high level of achievement, they kind of rest on their laurels. They stop wanting to achieve more. They stop pressing. I know I've done this. I'm guilty of this. I know a lot of people are too. Something as simple as saving money, working out, hitting target weights. Once you hit your goals, you kind of take your foot off the gas. And the whole point of this insanity and intensity is to not put your foot off the gas and just leave it there and continually improve yourself always. Because ultimately, you get what you tolerate. We never rise to the top in any time of need. We always fall to our lowest level of capacity, as a cliche says. So you always want to be striving to be good, because when the time calls for it, you're not going to be as good as you think you are. You're going to be as bad as you never thought you could be. And Grover shares the same viewpoint that Ray Dalio has of this honesty, where everyone always looks for the best time to tell the truth, but at the end of the day, the best time to tell the truth is all the time. This kind of brutal honesty with everyone you always encounter. Because when you're always truthful, you're always honest, it creates a reputation for you that you're always telling the truth, and people can rely on you to be honest with them. Because you're ultimately hurting other people when you lie to them and tell them that they're not doing a good job. If someone's trying to lose weight and they're not losing weight and you're trying to help them, it's the worst thing you can do is to tell them, oh, it's all right that you only lost a half a pound. You need to hold them accountable because they haven't been able to hold themselves accountable. So what do you need to do? You need to be brutally honest with them and ask them, what have they done that has led to this lesser than stellar result? What can they change in the future? And what can they bring back to whatever they were doing before? And Grover talks about in this and in the book, we'll go over it in further detail, but there are three types of people. There are coolers, closers, and cleaners. Coolers will do a good job, do exactly what's expected of them, nothing more, nothing less. Closers are one step above coolers. They give you the end result as long as the script is drawn out for them. They don't like unpredictability. And cleaners, they are the best of all. They deliver the end result numerous times. No matter what gets thrown at them, they handle business no matter what. Grover says that it's possible to change the type of person you are. No one's born a cleaner, closer, or a cooler. It's always the work you put in that dictates what you are. So you can change your type by doing the thing that the type does. extreme ownership of your current role and mastery. It's the little things you do all the time that will cultivate the mindset that translates over to bigger and more important things. This is where self-confidence comes from. It's that belief in yourself when you tell yourself you're going to do something. And when people have low self-confidence is because they don't believe in themselves. And they don't believe in themselves because even on the little tasks, they lie to themselves and don't follow through with the things they say that they're going to do. So like Socrates said, excellence is not an act but a habit. So you only get better by being better, and by being better, you're going to do better constantly. And a lot of it comes down to the little details, because you might not notice the details, but somebody that matters might notice the details, and that may cause problems in the future. So hypothetically, you run a business and you don't keep the toilets clean. And a potential investor, even a customer, might walk into your business, the outside looks clean, you get great customer service, the product is outstanding, and then they go to the bathroom and it's a mess. And that's going to make them start second guessing. If you're like this in cleaning the bathroom, what else are you like this at? What else does this habit flow through into the rest of this business? So it's these little things done consistently well over a long period of time that create someone that's relentless and unstoppable. And what it does is it sets up routines, because routines are important, and a lot of high-performance athletes have routines. They do the same thing the exact same way over and over and over again. What this does is it shuts out the external factors and shuts out the external stimuli that might be going around them, such as a crowd jeering, a position being up, certain things like that. When you create a routine of how you do something, if you notice, a lot of rugby kickers will have the exact same pre-kick routine. Get kick in, kick out, game in, game out, season in, season out. And what it does is it sets their mind right and gets them to do the exact same thing over and over and over again. And at the end of the day, becoming a cleaner and becoming relentless comes down to you always evolving to get better. Because if you're not getting better or you're staying stagnant, you're only getting worse. You're only either getting better or you're getting worse. There's no in between, because time is not on your side. We don't live forever. And the final point that Grover talks about is channeling your dark side, because everybody has one. And it's about using your own personal baggage as fuel to become a better person. And what this is you can't leave negative experiences at the door. You have to channel that as energy in order to fuel your future improvement, if that's what works for you. Don't kind of hide it and shy away from it. Embrace it and use that to channel into positive energy. Because as Tony Robbins says, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you. So if you look back at your past and realize that there's things that aren't as great, just realize that you won't be where you are today if it wasn't for that past. And that greatness that you seek might not be possible if you didn't have your past. And speaking of Tony Robbins, the next couple of points come from the Tony Robbins podcast and his talk with James Altucher in Your Pursuit of Why. So you have to find a motive that matters more than yourself. So this whole finding a greater good, to find your why and your passion, a quick way around that is to surround yourself with passionate people. Not necessarily in a particular area, but just people that are passionate about their lives. And what's going to happen is, by being absorbed in this passion from other people, something's going to fall into your head. Some idea is going to click. Something's going to shine through because you're speaking with people who are passionate about life, and that's just going to rub off with you. Now you need to feed your mind and strengthen your body in order to extinguish fears. You can't have a weak mind and weak body. You need to move forward and get better. And the greatest hack that Robbins talks about is that success leaves clues. You can get successful by modeling those that have attained what you want. Almost everything you want to achieve in life has pretty much been achieved by someone before you. Might not be exactly how you want to do it, but to some degree, you can always look in the past for someone that's achieved something great that's along the lines of what you want to do. And they followed a pattern or a series of actions that you can take and emulate in your own life in order to become successful the way that they did. Now, along the way, you might have to duck and weave. However, if you follow their steps, they achieved greatness, so modeling their actions will help you achieve your goals. And another process of thinking that Robbins really highlights and really makes clear is that reasons come first and answers come second. How is not as important as what, which is not as important as why. And what this means is the most important thing for you to discover is your why. Why are you doing something? Because when you have a strong enough why, you'll be able to determine what you want, and that's your end goal. And then you'll fill in the middle with the how. because without a strong enough why, you won't be able to determine where you want to go. And if you don't know where you want to go, you won't know how to get there. The how is the least important part of the equation. You can figure out almost anything that you want to do in life if you have a strong enough reason and belief to get there. And next off, Robbins talks about learning to let go of what's making you stressed. And this is another habit that you need to break. It's a subtle bragging when people say, oh, I'm so busy with this. Oh, I'm so busy with that. As if it's a negative, but you put yourself in that corner. It's a subtle bragging that shows how successful you are as a person because you are doing so many things. You barely have time to do anything. Where it's kind of a complaint, it's that what they call that humble brag where you're complaining about how good you are, which doesn't make sense. You need to remove that because that's just adding to your stress. It's a habit of how you look at the world. And to wrap it up, probably the best point that Robbins talks about is another great habit to live by, and that is to make the most important decision in your life, and that's to decide to live in a beautiful state each and every day. Don't get this confused with wearing rose-colored glasses and the glasses half full and all that nonsense. What he talks about is truly being grateful for your past and present and really understanding that you can choose to be grateful or you can choose to be hateful. And always choose to be grateful because positivity in your life leads to more positive things. No matter what state in your life you are or where you are, you can always be grateful about something, and everything that happens to you happens for you. So use that to channel that into energy that can bring you forward in life. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.